Well, the first thing I'm thinking is, when did Maori and Jewish folk come into contact? Or was it a case of Maori being converted to Judaism that we're talking about here?
Not at all. It wasn't the case. Although, amongst my interviewees, I did find some that decided to convert to Judaism from Maoridom, but they always stay Maori as well. So this is actually, in a nutshell, the idea behind the research. But yeah, colonialism brought mainly, I would say, Jewish, middle-class English men to New Zealand, and they chose to marry into Maoridom, and vice versa. So Maori princesses or high-ranking women chose to marry Jewish men.
Was that a romantic thing?
It is possible that it was a romantic, view that was involved, but that's not the only thing.
More. Both parties thought maybe marrying a member of the other party might be useful, didn't they?
Yeah, that's what I tend to believe. And they were very successful in the marriages that they held. So prolific families with quite a big number of children, and did extremely well economically speaking. I think the most striking cases of Annie Mere and Samuel Yates, and they were 20 years apart. And at some stage he died, and she basically ruled over 150,000 acres of the Northland. They set up the first store, and their descendants are still alive and kicking and happy, being Maori and Jewish.
And most of those men who migrated in the earlier part of the 19th century, they came from Great Britain.
Yes.
What was the situation for Jews in Britain at that point?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't think that was the case. And some of them were Freemasons, so it could be to do with persecution, but it was more to do with, setting up endeavours, economic endeavours overseas.
Did these men, they have a strong sense of their own Jewish identity?
Certainly, yeah. Certainly, I would say that they were middle class and educated men, and they had quite a strong, staunch identity and practices of Judaism. And so if you go not too far from here to the Kay Road Cemetery, Jewish Cemetery, you'll find
yes.
these ancestors buried there. And on their gravestones, you will find Hebrew and the Hebrew date, and you will find the English.
Segment 1.
Well, the first thing I'm thinking is, when did Maori and Jewish folk come into contact? Or was it a case of Maori being converted to Judaism that we're talking about here?
Not at all. It wasn't the case. Although, amongst my interviewees, I did find some that decided to convert to Judaism from Maoridom, but they always stay Maori as well. So this is actually, in a nutshell, the idea behind the research. But yeah, colonialism brought mainly, I would say, Jewish, middle-class English men to New Zealand, and they chose to marry into Maoridom.
Segment 2.
And vice versa. So Maori princesses or high-ranking women chose to marry Jewish men.
Was that a romantic thing?
It is possible that it was a romantic, view that was involved, but that's not the only thing. more.
Both parties thought maybe marrying a member of the other party might be useful, didn't they?
Yeah, that's what I tend to believe. And they were very successful in the marriages that they held. So prolific families with quite a big number of children and did extremely well economically speaking.
Segment 3.
I think the most striking cases of Annie Mere and Samuel Yates, and they were 20 years apart. And at some stage, he died, and she basically ruled over 150,000 acres of the Northland. They set up the first store, and their descendants are still alive and kicking and happy, being Maori and Jewish.
And most of those men who migrated in the earlier part of the 19th century, they came from Great Britain.
Yes.
What was the situation for Jews in Britain at that point?
Segment 4.
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't think that was the case. And some of them were Freemasons, so it could be to do with persecution, but it was more to do with, setting up endeavours, economic endeavours and overseas.
Did these men, they have a strong sense of their own Jewish identity?
Certainly, yeah, certainly. I would say that they were middle class and educated men, and they had quite a strong, staunch identity and practices of Judaism. And so if you go not too far from here to the Kay Road Cemetery, Jewish Cemetery, you'll find
yes.
these ancestors buried there. And on their gravestones, you will find Hebrew and the Hebrew date, and you will find the English.